fans. Our fourth knee-jerk reaction podcast of the 2014 NFL Draft. The newest member of your Green Bay Packers is tight end Richard Rodgers. Another Rodgers from the University of California. No, he's not related to Aaron Rodgers, but hopefully he'll be just as good. To discuss this product of Cal, we have joining us on the phone Jay Hodgson. He broke down the tight ends for our Pro Football Draft preview guide here at Cheesehead TV. Mr. Hodgson, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Brian?
Good. Glad to be talking to you. First time I've ever talked to you in person, actually, so I'm glad to do that. But, Jay, right off the bat here, give me the skinny on Richard Rodgers.
He's a pretty good athlete, and he was on a pretty bad Cal team last year, and he was one of the lone bright spots on the roster. And I think this is a combination of maybe he was a good player on Ted's board, but I think it was also a draft for need, because the Packers definitely need a fluid receiving-like tight end, and that's exactly what Rodgers is.
You know what's interesting, I think, about him is early in his career, I had heard he was up to weighed quite a bit and was a big tight end, you know, like 270, 280 pounds. And then this past season, he slimmed way down. He now weighs 257, or at least he did at the combine, and more of your wide receiver almost. You know, what is he going to be in the NFL? Is he going to be the big guy or the slim down version?
I guess we'll wait to see, but when he was the slim version this last year at Cal, he was a pretty good player, and I think that's what the Packers are looking for. Maybe they'll leave Corliss more as the Y-type tight end, and they can use Rodgers in the slot like he had played quite a bit at Cal, and he did a pretty good job playing the slot and the split tight end this last year for Cal.
You know, is this an attempt to get Aaron Rodgers a lot of receiving targets? They did it once earlier this evening with, you know, grabbing Davante Adams, the wide receiver out of Fresno State, adding Richard Rodgers. Is this becoming an embarrassment of riches for, you know, the receiving targets here for the Packers?
I sure hope so. The more weapons they can put around Aaron Rodgers, the better off they'll be. And if the offensive line can keep Aaron upright for 5 seconds or so, he's just going to have a field day with his weapons on the field. Absolutely.
What is this saying about JerMichael Finley? Is he on the way out? Is it now, you know, with the Packers adding a receiving type of tight end, is it a case where, you know, they're giving up on him, any hopes of re-signing him? Or, you know, what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think the medical issue has not been cleared yet. And I do think JerMichael Finley receive interest from other teams around the league, but they didn't give him a contract because of the medical issue. And none of us really know the extent of his recovery so far. And I think that this pick of Rodgers signifies that I think JerMichael Finley will not be brought back for this year, whether or not it's because the injury is not fully healed or he's just not in the Packers' plans. But I definitely think Rodgers coming in will take Finley's place on the roster.
What do you think Rodgers, and again, I guess we always have to qualify here, Richard Rodgers, what do you think his role will be as a rookie? Is he going to be able to step in right away and kind of be the Packers' go-to receiving tight end? Or is he's going to be competing with Corliss. I don't know how much he's going to be an inline guy, but then they have Bostic as well. I mean, what do you think his role is going to be?
That's a good question. I definitely think they re-signed Corliss to be the number one guy this year. So Corliss will play a lot as the inline Y tight end. And then hopefully Richard Rodgers, can develop quickly and be that receiving tight end, because the other guys on the roster aren't all that proven either. So I think it's going to be open competition in training camp, and whoever has the best camp will win the role as that receiving tight end.
I'm looking at his college statistics. Is this past year, 39 receptions, 608 yards, one touchdown. You know, Cal was pretty bad this past season. I know they've had a few underclassmen entries. It sure seems like guys are trying to get away from that program. Is that a case? Is he ready to come out? Is Richard Rodgers, you know, was this just a case of jumping out early because he wants to get out of there? Is he actually ready for the NFL?
That's a good question too, Brian. I think some of the players want to leave early because they're in a dismal situation. I think he did go through a coaching change in California. Jeff Tedford was removed as coach about a year or two ago, and Cal suffered through a pretty embarrassing season with, I think, only one win last year. So sometimes it's time to move on to a new challenge, get rid of a bad situation, and hopefully have a fresh start. And hopefully Green Bay is a nice fresh start for him. He can have a very productive career and help the Packers win some games.
You know, I don't know how much you can and talk to this question here, but I know Richard Rodgers, his father is a special teams coordinator on the Carolina Panthers. I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there I could ask if you really know, you know, Richard Rodgers' experience on special teams. But, wouldn't it make sense, you know, here comes a guy who's a mid-round draft choice that he's going to have to cut his teeth on special teams while he's young and still trying to find a role on offense?
Yeah, I can't really speak about Rodgers specifically playing special teams, but you're absolutely right, Brian. A lot of these mid-rounders, even sometimes second and third-rounders, their best shot of seeing the playing field their first year is on special teams. While like you said, they cut their teeth, they kind of learn the ropes, take some hits, learn how to give some hits, those types of things. So it's very possible that he is going to be on the field for the kicking game. He's pretty fast. He's fast for his size, so he can definitely cover some punts. He can cover some kickoffs, so he probably will see the field for those, absolutely.
We talked about him slimming down and being split out more often than not this past year, but, I mean, does he offer anything as a blocker? Can he be an inline type of guy?
When I watched some film on him, he wasn't known for his blocking. He kind of does a lot of the get in the way type blocking. He's not really a real polished drive blocker where he's going to engage, grab the shoulder pads inside, and kind of push the defender out of the way. He's kind of one of those screen blockers. It's kind of, I'll get between you and the ball carrier and you got to get around me. But with some time, and if he puts some good mass on his body, some good lean muscle mass, in his lower body particularly, he could be a pretty effective blocker, but I don't expect much from him this first season in the blocking game. He's probably going to be primarily a receiver, maybe split out a little wider.
You know, how good is the Packers offense going to be this year? It's you know, it's already good, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and Eddie Lacy, you know, running the show. It was pretty good. Now they add today Davante Adams, Richard Rodgers. You know, how lethal can this offense be, do you think, Jay?
I'm pretty excited about the offense. We're going to have Eddie Lacy coming back in his second year. I think he's going to take another huge step. So the running game is going to be clicking on all cylinders. And if that running game is clicking on all cylinders, and the defense has to honor that, and that's going to free up some throwing lanes for Aaron Rodgers. And he's got some new toys to play with, so things could be even better this year. I think last year went the Packers third in the NFL in total offense.
Something like that.
I think this next year could be even better with the new toys Aaron has. Now, saying that, though, I do have some concerns on the offensive line. I guess the center position is still pretty unsettled. But if they can lock that down and get some good chemistry between the quarterback and the center, I mean, this offense this year could be pretty special.
I had a question in my head here. Now it's escaping me. I guess, you know, What? Where did you think the Packers were going to go this round? You know, in the fourth round. I mean, did you think Richard Rodgers? Did you think I would be calling you, Jay? I mean, we kind of thought they needed a tight end at some point. Did you think they were going to go to another direction? Who did you have targeted that you thought they might take? Feel free to answer any and all of those questions.
Well, I was actually really surprised when I saw them announce Richard Rodgers' name with that pick, because I was kind of sitting by myself hoping, let's hear Crockett Gilmore's name. I'm really high on Crockett Gilmore out of Colorado State, and it kind of ironically, the very next pick, Crockett Gilmore's take off the board. So obviously, Ted Thompson ranked Richard Rodgers higher than Crockett Gilmore. That's good enough for me if he thinks he's a better fit for the Packers. But my gut was telling me that pick was going to be a tight end pick. They needed a tight end. I was leaning towards Crockett Gilmore, and Ted went another direction, and that's great, because I think he's a faster player. I think Rodgers is faster than Gilmore. Maybe Gilmore is a little more polished at this point in his development. But maybe Rodgers has a higher ceiling and can become that receiving threat the Packers want out of a tight end.
You got to think that, you know, that even though we're not talking to his special teams experience, but do you think, you know, his dad's a special teams coach in the NFL? He just comes from a football family. Do you think that kind of plays into his character and what they're looking for in a player in a general sense?
Oh, sure. I think Ted Thompson's always valued character guys, clean backgrounds, and certainly if he has a family tradition of being as a father as a football coach, that's going to lend itself very well. And also, I can guarantee one of the first phone calls he'll make is if he's ever pulled into the coach's office and say, you're going to play special teams, you need to make it happen. The first phone call he's probably going to make is call his dad and say, give me all the pointers you got. I'm going to be on the punt coverage team. Tell me everything I need to know. Even though we're playing you this year, still tell me everything I need to know about making the right assignment on the punt team.
Yeah, that will be a little interesting dynamic that week when the Packers play the Carolina Panthers, so that'll be cool. But, Jay, you also did the fullback/H-back section of the Packers in our draft guide. Do you think there's any possibility the Packers take a fullback this draft tomorrow, day three? What are the chances of them taking a fullback and maybe replacing John Kuhn down the road?
Well, if you've learned anything that I've learned by watching Ted Thompson draft the last several years, is nothing surprises me anymore. He's always got some trick up his sleeve. He always pulls some player we never heard of. It turns out to be a good player for the team. So I would say certainly it's possible they take a fullback. They re-sign Kuhn this year, so obviously Kuhn will be the starting fullback. But it's never a bad idea to develop his replacement, because I don't think Kuhn has a real long-term future with the Packers, especially with kind of the fullbacks kind of dying out a little bit. But I'm real high on Ryan Hewitt out of Stanford. I think he's the top fullback in this draft. I think he's a top fullback because he's a really good pass catcher. And a couple of years ago, he was Andrew Luck's security blanket. And I think he'd be a real good fit for the Packers if they wanted to draft and develop Kuhn's replacement. Because I think Hewitt's a little more fluid as an athlete than Kuhn is. Maybe not as strong, maybe not as good of a blocker at the point of attack, but overall a more fluid, smooth athlete than Kuhn is. So he can develop into a good blocking fullback, nice H-back and security blanket for Aaron Rodgers.
Jay, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me here. If people want to follow you on Twitter, it is what?
My Twitter handle?
Yes.
It's JYS_H.
JYS_H. And you write at allgreenbaypackers.com. You've been doing work for, 620 WTMJ? Am I missing anything?
Nope, you got it all. I write for Jersey Isles, all Green Bay Packers, and also you can find me on the TMJ4. But the best link to get to that is wisconsinsports.com, wisports.com.
Very cool. Well, it's good to finally talk to you, Jay. I appreciate everything you've done for the draft guide and talking to me here this evening. Who knows? Maybe I'll talk to you again tomorrow if the Packers happen to take a fullback. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, on a fullback. But, again, we you never know with Ted Thompson, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it. It's always good talking to you.
All right. Take care. Jay Hodgson of the Pro Football Draft Preview, our tight ends expert, joining me to break down the selection of Richard Rodgers, the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, a tight end. So the Packers adding two pass catchers in the day two of the 2014 NFL draft, one in the form of a, you know, more down the field wide receiver in Devontae. I shouldn't say always down the field. He caught a lot of screens there at Fresno State as well. But, you know, Richard Rodgers, tight end, more of your, you know, split out type tight end, you know, not the kind of guy who's at least haven't seen a lot of him blocking at Cal, but you know, I we talked about he was up to 275 pounds. I mean, when you're that big, I mean, you can block. So, when you're that big, you'll be asked to block. But I mean, I don't know if that's in the plans, in the works. It seems to me he dropped the weight for a reason. Maybe they're more comfortable with him outside. We'll find out in Green Bay. I would think that's the way it's going to be. He's 6'4", 257 pounds. And again, here, maybe just kind of leave you with the analysis from Nolan Rocky, the official, you know, NFL.com profile on Richard Rodgers here. Here's his strengths. Quote, good balance and body control, dependable short to intermediate receiver, can snatch throws off his body and make contested grabs, has potential as a move blocker, show dedication and discipline reshaping his body as a junior coach's son. And just commenting here on that move blocker, I mean, that makes you kind of think he could be one of those H-back, you know, line up in the backfield kind of type of guys. At 6'4", I do kind of like that, what he can provide. Weaknesses, tight hips, average speed and suddenness, dull in and out of breaks, and struggles to separate versus more explosive safeties. Unrefined route runner, straight line-ish after the catch, started 11 games in three seasons. The bottom line, Rodgers' career arc was affected by Cal's coaching turnover as the former high school receiver was recruited as a tight end by Jeff Tedford's staff and bulked up to 275 pounds as a sophomore when he was out of shape, in part because of a torn labrum and torn foot ligament. As a junior, Rodgers shed 30 pounds and shifted to inside receiver for Sonny Dykes, enabling him to show more of his natural F tight end skills. It is an unpolished product, but could be a better pro than college player, end quote. There you go. There's the book on Richard Rodgers, the newest member of the Green Bay Packers. And that's going to do it for day two of the 2014 NFL draft. Four new members. We got four more rounds tomorrow to go, so we got plenty to get through yet. Who knows? Packers might make some trades here and there. Who knows what's going to happen, but I'm just so glad you've made Cheesehead TV your choice for NFL draft coverage. Thank you for joining us here on a Friday night, folks. It's been a lot of fun. And enjoy your weekend. I'll be back here tomorrow. I hope you are as well. Enjoy the discussion on the live blog. I see they're kind of going through the press conferences that are being held at Lambeau Field right now. So learn a little more about these guys. But yeah, that'll do it for today, folks. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early, at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Things get underway, I believe, so we'll see you later. I leave you today with a song called Simple Gift of Man from Brothers Past on Psi Fidelity Records. See you later, folks.